on behalf of the drama committee, allow me to welcome you to this chapel service. It is the purpose of this chapel service to give us the opportunity to examine, through humor and satire, a very contemporary problem in our church worship service. The drama committee is very much aware of the negative aspects presented in our play today, yet it is our hope that as individuals we will be able to examine these negative aspects in a constructive manner that will allow us as individuals to help solve the problem of worship in our individual churches. The play this morning is entitled Preaching Attendance 20%. It is written by Ed St. Clair, a graduate of Southeastern Seminary. The cast will be as follows. The preacher will be played by John Whatley. The deacon will be played by Dick Nicholson. The husband will be played by Steve Watson, and his wife by Brenda Taft. The man with a knife in his shoulder will be played by Ed Kay. The teenage boy will be played by Joe Dallas. The teenage girl will be played by Lida Henderson. The old woman will be played by Kitty Bass. The sleeper will be played by Reed Buckaloo. And the piano will be played by Maxwell Smith.
It is a blessing to have you today at these services of divine worship. And now may we join together in singing our first hymn, number 326, to the praise of Almighty God, number 326 in your hymnal. Everyone find a hymn book in the back of the pew, and let us lift the roof to the glory of God as we sing number 326, 326. May we stand together. You can read it on in paper, you can hear it on the radio. From this sweet young nation, this world about to go. We need an old-fashioned revival. We need the love of God in our soul. We need a whole lot more of Jesus and a lot more rock and roll. You can read it in the morning paper. You can hear it on the radio. Crime is sweeping the nation. This world's about to go. We need a good old-fashioned revival. We need a good love, God in our soul. We need a whole lot more of Jesus and a lot less rock and roll. Thank you, brethren. Will you be seated? It's wonderful to see you here in the Lord's house this morning. I wonder how many Bibles we have brought with us today. Would you hold up your Bible if you thank you, brethren? Thank you. I would that we might have more people bringing the sword of the Spirit to the services, that we might all mark 100% on our Sunday school slips to the glory of God every Sunday morning. Brethren, before we go to the throne of grace through the spoken word, let us give heed to God's word as it is given to us in the book of life. Would you turn in your Bibles, please, to Revelations 9 and follow along as I read. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened the bottomless pit. And there arose a smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke from the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and upon them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither the green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not seal of God on their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months, and that their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. And in those days shall men seek death, and shall not find it, and shall desire to die. And death shall flee from them. And the shape of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto the battle. And on their foreheads were as were crowns like gold. Their faces were as the faces of men.
Oh, he really makes a bond.
And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. Thus endeth our scripture lesson for today. Now, brethren, these words were written a long time ago, but they predict an event which is yet to take place. God pulled back the curtain of time for the Apostle John so that he could be warned of what is to come. Many years ago, God spoke to the men who followed after him and did what was right in his eyes. The true man of God was a vision of what is pure and true and good. Purity, truth, and goodness should be sought by all men. What more can a man have that is greater than purity and truth and goodness? Purity, truth, and goodness. I hold these three up to you. Purity, truth, and goodness. Virtue, seeking, yet now almost action. Words, 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 words.
Look at her, sitting there in her red hat for all to behold.
Words, 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 words. And this leads us to our second consideration. Point two, God speaks and man must respond in action, beloved. Isaiah responded to God when the city of Jerusalem came under. Like Isaiah, Jeremiah also called by God.
Help! Help! Earth, stay in, Bruce.
Obadiah, Habakkuk, Haggai.
Why have he come to church? Sleep there in front. People sleeping, kids passing no clock over the center of that preacher. Can't have a real preacher service here. No Bible. Next thing you know, listen, you can get done with it. I'm the only person in the church that really cares. Me and that preacher, me old George Smith, always I had his way.
Our response of action must be related, brethren, to the church. Don't think that only foreign missionaries can serve. You can serve right here in this church.
Amen. Lord, now I bet she'll join another organization.
Women's Missionary Society, Brotherhood, how we can serve the Lord through the RAs, the Sunbeams, teacher, leader, Sunday school teacher, training union.
Help! Help!
Words, 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 words. Talk, talk, talk. Superficial talk. If you are to be saved from the army of the locusts who serve the forces of evil, you must have God's mark, brethren. You are a sinner, lost, depraved, worthless.
He thinks he knows everything. What's he know? Pansy? Worthless my foot. Wish he had to work for a living. If we're as bad off as he claims, then God help us.
In the words of the psalmist, quoting from the scripture, save me, O God, save me, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters and the flood sweeps over me. I am weary with my crying and my throat is parched.
Oh, what a wonderful man, such beautiful words.
Can't you feel the presence of God among us? Convicting us of our sins and yet giving assurance. God is at work in this service, beloved. God is at work here. Don't turn him away. Don't turn him away. Stop and listen and let him speak to your heart. Turn from your sins to the Savior who can save you from the locusts. His blood can save you. The Lamb of God,
washed in the blood,
come to the foot of the cross. Put your all on the altar. Blood of the Lamb. Words, words, words. The ground of being, words, words. Experienced non-objective reality, words. Words, words, words. Words! Words! We are constrained by the love of Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:14, and we no longer are servants, Galatians 4:7. Because of this, you can stand up against tribulation, Romans 2:9. Hardness of heart, Hebrews 3:8. The beast of evil, Revelation 19:20. And Satan himself, Genesis 3:14. So you must abide in him, 1 John 2:6, Daniel 10:16, Luke 14:2, Genesis 1:1, Revelation 22:21, beloved. The disciples followed the Lamb of God. Those men of long ago were faithful, and they were saved. Other early Christians were faithful, even to the point of death. There are many stories of the courage of those ancient saints. Long ago, past tense, past tense, past tense, back then, in days gone by, way back then, past tense, was then. And in closing, now, finally, I want to tell you a story that will show you the truth of what I have been trying to say. In 18th century England, there lived a little girl by the name of Anne Haggart. As Anne grew older, her mother became concerned about her salvation. Anne attended church and was a model of how a young lady should conduct herself. But still, a nagging doubt persisted in the mind of her mother. Was her daughter really saved? Anne was very talented in music, and everyone began to admire the future that lay ahead of her. But one day, brethren, one day, beloved, as Anne was playing in front of her house, a horse ran out of control as it pulled a carriage down the street. The carriage thundered down toward Anne's house, and before she could move from the spot where she was playing, the carriage ripped through the little white picket fence and struck the little girl as she stood there in frozen horror. Her father carried her crushed body into the house and then ran hastily to get a doctor. As Anne lay on the bed, her mother looked at her blood-soaked face and cried to herself, "She's going to die, and I haven't done enough to assure that she will go to heaven." Just then, the little girl looked up at her mother and smiled and cried, "Mother! Mother! Mother!"
Oh, the poor girl.
And the mother almost passed out. But just then, Anne cried out. Ah, beloved, just then, Anne cried out, "Mother! I see Jesus coming to lead me home." And as Anne's beautiful soul slipped from that broken body, her mother rejoiced at God's saving grace. This story shows that man cannot save himself. Only Jesus can save man from the thundering horses of evil.